This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating history and physical on patient Balbulla, B-U-L-B-U-L-L-A, first name Marie, M-A-R-I-E, date of birth April 3rd, 1957, date of evaluation October 5th, 2022, the chief complaint, 65-year-old female complaint of left eye injury, the HVI. The patient is noted as a 65-year-old female who reports an eye aneurysm for which she was treated with a gas bubble. This then resulted in a hole in the retina, period. She stated that she has mildly decreased central acuity, period. Patient otherwise has no complaints at this time. So, past medical history, bilateral knee injury, right knee injury 2021, when she stepped into a pothole, left knee injury 2020, number three, dengue fever, past surgical history, left eye surgery, next number, colonoscopy in the previous year, medications, none, allergy, erythromycin results in nausea and vomiting, family history, mother had diabetes and hypertension, social history, patient states multiple stressors, but denied cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems, otherwise is unremarkable. She has reported weight gain, period. Physical examination, blood pressure 142/83, pulse 53, respiratory rate 16, height 66 inches, weight 143.6 pounds. The impression one, decreased visual acuity, neck number bilateral knee injury. Next number, the plan referred Dr. Ralph Peterson for colonoscopy, the CBC, Chem-20, hemoglobin A1C, lipid panel, TSH, urinalysis, vitamin D2 level, mammogram, refer to Dr. Yvette Gentry for routine GYN, refer Stanford Ophthalmology for retinal hole. Interval history, colon. The patient has been in follow-up on November 15, 2022. Today, complained of pulsatile left lower extremity. Symptoms have been present for approximately 1 week. These symptoms tend to come and go. She is being followed at Stanford, period. Impression, patient stable from all perspectives. She is to have continued follow-up at Stanford. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. I will see her again in 12 months. Thank you.